in a UO, honestly. In a UO, the TV. Half radio check, half responder. I didn't catch your call sign. This may be Chris, is it? Be Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Kilo Charlie, and Howell. I'm not sure how well I'm getting in. Am I readable or should I try a different frequency? You're readable. Yeah, there's a lot of hash, a lot of stutter on it if you're driving. If you're mobile, it's real bad. If you're driving, it's probably not that bad. Well, I'm neither. I'm using a mobile going to my antenna at home here. I'm in a weird spot here. I'm on the Fenton tower, I believe, right now for CMS. I could try the Flint one. I'm in Howell, but for whatever reason yesterday when I was experimenting, the Flint one was clearer. I can give that a shot if I have to.
You're fine.
Well, I'm on 147.880 output, so I guess I don't know what I'm on, to be honest with you. I just moved here. So I'm a foreigner. Hi. KK, this one any better?
It sounds good.
Is that the ultimate input that you're coming in on? Okay, I believe there's two stations talking at the same time here or something weird going on. No, this is a linked repeater system. There's one in Fenton and one... My dad, when he programmed this radio, I took it from my dad. He named it Flint, but someone told me it was almost south of Saginaw at this point. And the receive strength is stronger on this one, but I'm not sure if the transmit one is.
When you're on Fenton, you're fine. If you're on Flint now, you're fine.
Okay, station reporting that. Come back with your call so we know who you are.
WCMS.
Okay, alright.
Alright,
so
okay, I heard you now. Can you read because both of you were speaking at the same time every time. What were you saying?
I'm not sure. Both signals sound good now. I don't think you've got a problem. I'm on an outside antenna with a handy talker. I'm putting out 10 watts and that's it. That's it for now anyway. NAUL for I do.
Yeah, I don't know about the Lansing guy. Again, Howell, you were fine. You're the same full signal in Dauphin and your full signal in Flint as well. So you're fine there to the guy in Howell. WCMN.
WCMN. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, I'm experimenting here. Finally got my antenna moved outside in my apartment here. So I figured I'd try it, and I had it on the Fenton site, and I heard the other guy put a call out, and I did not write your call down to the first station here. It's on a handheld. But yeah, I've done that for a while. This is the first time I actually was able to play with a 50-watt radio. Normally I've been doing the same thing, outside antenna and a handheld. So it's a nice change, I'll tell you that much.
All right, I'm going back to work. But yes, you're fine. Full quieting into Fenton and full quieting into Indianapolis. You're on 14738 on the Flint. So that is in Flint. East side of Flint, but still city of Flint. WCMN.
Okay, this is NAUO. I'm located up in Lanesburg, and I don't know what I'm coming in on. I thought it was the 28, 14728. But how is my city?
Yeah, the guy in Lanesburg, you're 255. So you're about full scale into the 28. And yes, you're on the 28 in Lanesburg. The guy in Lanesburg is on the 28, which is in Lansing.
All right, roger that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'm not used to link systems that don't make any noise when all the repeaters drop. So I did not know this was linked. I'd heard that it might be. But now that I've confirmed it, I appreciate it. Thank you. NAUO, I'm going to go back to monitoring. I've got some work to do on the computer this morning, and I'm also working on VAR AC.
working for Singapore and HF. Y'all have a good morning. NAUO.
Alrighty, NAUO, KKZTC, I'll be monitoring.
KF8CAQ in the mobile, listening and monitoring. No, I don't hear anybody, so KF8CAQ, and we're going to QSY somewhere, don't know where. But we'll be scanning, we're clear.
KF8CAQ, this is N8UO. I copy you loud and clear. If that is your call sign, sorry if I've got it wrong. NAUO, clear but monitoring.
KDH, ZTC, monitoring.
NAVLC, mobile. KE8ZTC, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you, and yourself. Happy New Year.
Doing pretty good today. Happy New Year. Yeah, my wife had to work today. I did not. I go back to work Monday, so playing a little bit of radio.
Yeah, we're on our way down to our co-op and picking up a few groceries, some bulk items, and coming back and making a pot of soup, and that's about the extent of my day.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad day. Yeah, we're going up north tomorrow, so she had to go back to work for one day, which I thought was funny. I would have taken the day off, but no, well, it is what it is. But, had to move my ham shack again. This time it was to a better location, down in the living room, which is where I wanted it to begin with, because I could put my antenna outside. And right when I did that, I can't believe moving 1 minute glass essentially did, but I can now hit this network and a bunch of other repeaters, so back to the good old fun days, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, it's nice when everything's up and working the way you want it to. I've got my little ham shack next to my Lazy Boy, which is just my HT, of course. And then I got everything else in the room off of the living room, and not that there's a whole lot there, but it works for me.
Oh, yeah, I got a hotspot going, too, for the large stuff for that network, and it's fun and all, but you can't, it's almost cheating, in my opinion. Like, it's fun, let me use DMR again instead of just using wired stuff all the time going to there, because I like to turn the DMR better. So it's fun and all, and it's nice, but nothing's more impressive, in my opinion, than homemade antennas getting rather far distances. That's where the fun is.
Well, you're breaking up, and I have a suspicion it's because we're on the road and getting out of range of the repeater, so I'm going to sign off. It was nice to talk to you. This is NAVLC, and I'll be clear on your final.
All righty, 7388, KDH, ZKC.
KE8OOK Mobile, we are up and monitoring. KE8OOK Mobile, we are clear of this frequency.
Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring. W8FFR, KF8AYL. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm wore out. 11 hours today. It's good to hear from you, Ken. How have you been?
Oh, just splendid. Keep on keeping on here, doing my work, doing my chores.
Yeah, I feel that. Make any more progress up there in the UP? I haven't been on the radio in a little bit.
No, I'm not going back there till the snow's melted. You try to start to do anything now and you're going to get into trouble.
Yeah, fair enough. How was your New Year's?
Oh, pretty good. Just hung out with some friends and went and had dinner and came back and just hung out for a little while. What about you? What were your New Year's festivities?
My church had a special service, and it went through midnight, and it ended just after midnight, so that was pretty cool. I got to play bass again, so I'm happy.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's cool. Sounds like fun. Sounds like work's keeping you busy.
Oh, yeah, what I was doing slowed down in the winter, so I got moved to another department. Oh, today was a nightmare. My water hose froze up on me, and I spent an hour trying to get the water to flow again, and I finally did. And I broke my other hose in the process. So I didn't have the full length that I need today. So, yeah, that put me behind. But tomorrow's Friday, and thankfully all the stops I have are usually closed on Saturdays and on weekends, so I pretty much know I'm not coming in on Saturday.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's significantly colder today than it was yesterday or the previous few days. I noticed that working outside today myself. I'm like, it's pretty cold and the wind's up too. I need to go put some more stuff on.
Yeah, I was decked out. Everything on my work truck was freezing up. It was, yeah. And the route they got me on is down in the Detroit area, so I spent the whole day down in Detroit today.
Well, I don't envy you on that one, but that's just me. Everybody's got their places they like to go.
Actually, Wednesday, one of my stops is all the way down in Monroe. It takes me an hour and 45 minutes to get down there.
Oh, that's even more fun. I remember doing a job downriver at the steel plant down there for like a month and a half, 2 months or something like that. Every day I'd have to drive down there. Yeah, that was no fun.
You're talking about the Ford factory there off Miller Road over in Dearborn?
No, but I worked at Ford for 3 years, too, so I had to do that. But, no, this is downriver. I don't know that the steel plant's still there anymore. This was several years ago.
I think we had a braking station there.
That might have been the B side of my radio on another frequency.
Okay, because my radio has a B side too. I don't hear anything, although I keep it set to the national calling frequency. I tried hitting a repeater on it, and it just shut my radio off. I don't know if it was just because the radio was cold or what, but yeah, that was interesting.
No, there was somebody on the B side, I think. It was a female voice you heard.
Yeah, it was. Honestly, it sounded like my neighbor, NADLC. I thought she was breaking into the conversation here.
Well, unless she got a TMRS license, I don't think it was her.
Yeah, you gotta love random transmissions. I get that a lot with my fire pager. When I'm in my car and I'm on the radio and all of a sudden someone gets called out or something and I'm like, oh, I forgot that was turned on full volume. Now the whole world heard it.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. You go hours and hours, you don't hear anything, and then when you're talking, somebody decides to pipe up on the other side, and that's happened a number of times to me. I heard another station. Like, no, that was the other side of my radio.
It gets really bad when my pager decides to go off when I'm on the phone with a few church members and we're having prayer, and my pager is like, you know, I'm going to wake up the neighborhood. And it's like I got to quickly try to find the mute button on my phone. So it's always fun when you get those unexpected interruptions.
Yeah, that's for sure. Keeps things interesting. You got any plans for this evening besides relaxing and doing nothing?
I am relaxing. I got to run up to Home Depot. So part of my job, I use a garden hose, and the one I have is a pain in the royal rear end. It's heavy, it's awkward, it doesn't coil up, and now that it's broke, I'm like, forget this. I'm just going to go around Home Depot, get my own garden hose. A small one, one that's easy for me to carry 100 feet.
Buying your own equipment. Well, aren't you the trooper there?
Just so happens, a coworker gave me a $50 Home Depot gift card for Secret Santa. So, here you go.
Yeah, well, that works. That works. So you got to work tomorrow, but you're not working Saturday. Is that what I heard?
Affirmative. I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. They're doing some weird stuff. I mean, they got the guy who trained me. He's helping on part of my route. But yet, last I know, I'm doing part of someone else's route, and he's doing mine. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I'll find out when I get to the office. 7 in the morning. Good time.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this is my break time. I did so much work over the holidays, holiday days. Us IT people, we get, because nobody's, you know, or there's low system usage, or, you know, it's a good time to call for an outage and kick people off. We're usually pretty busy from Christmas to New Year's. Christmas Day, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, the whole thing. So now that's over, I feel like, I'm going to have a few light days here.
Yeah, my brother is in IT, working IT at the moment while he's working on a computer's degree, and, yeah, he's busy. I'm busier than him, because he actually has set hours. My hours are completely unpredictable. Depends on if stuff goes wrong, but, oh, well, I'm making money. And this is WAFFR for station ID.
Yeah, IT people can be busy at some really odd hours. My mother often asks me, she's like, well, what are your working hours? I'm, Mom, I've basically just been on call since 2004, so whenever I need to do work, I do work, and that's the way it goes, because that's the way the job is, so it is what it is. I am looking forward to retirement, though. Another few years.
Yeah, I got more years to go than I do years already lived before I get there. But no, I start work 7 a.m. I don't know when I'm getting out, and even then, with the fire department and all that, that's completely unpredictable. I actually missed a fire today because I was at work, and so yeah, I have no set consistency, which, I mean, it gets annoying trying to plan stuff, but it's interesting, not going to lie. I kind of like the unpredictability of my whole schedule.
Well, is it really your own schedule, or is the schedule kind of yours, but mostly based on what's happening in your world? I have to sit here, I'm like, I own my own business. Yeah, well, I'm kind of beholden to my customers, so whatever they want, they get.
No one is a business owner. Those people are owned by their business.
Yeah, well, you got that one down, so. But it's worked all right for me. I'm all right with it. I've made my peace.
Well, that's a good thing. Anyways, I just got home. I'm going to go get changed, get dinner, and run up to Home Depot. So, it's good talking to you again, Ken. And thanks for keeping me company. I've been locked up in a truck all day, so I was like, kind of needing some social interaction. So, TFA, AYL, I'll send 73. Have a wonderful night. This is W8FFR. I am clear on your final.
All right, Ryan. Well, right back at you. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy your shopping trip at Home Depot there. And Happy New Year. This is KF8 AYL.
Seattle Mobile. KAAPL Mobile.